up, Super Nation? This is your boy Ben, and we're back at the Superhero Circle Show. And today I got my man Semi.
Hello.
And my man Eli. Pew. And today we're gonna go with three hot topics. Future movies is coming out. One, the first one being Aquaman. So, did anybody see the commercial for Aquaman?
Yes, I did.
Next question.
So what did you think about it? What did you think about it?
This guy, nothing against the actor, but he almost looked like a chick.
Well, he was pretty buff, though. I mean, he looked like...
I mean, he's stout, you know, don't get me wrong, but...
Chick, that's a bodybuilder?
Yeah, they put way too much makeup on this dude.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think they put way too much makeup on him.
So, okay, do you think he fits the role of Aquaman?
No.
Well, how do you think Aquaman should look?
Okay, so from the last podcast, I made it clear that I'm a comic book kind of guy, and I like to stick to the comic books. So I know what Aquaman looks like.
Should you be Aquaman?
And he has blonde hair. I should be Aquaman. Should you play Aquaman? I could play Mantis, but not Aquaman.
Yeah. Oh.
But Aquaman does not... I get why they did it, but I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of his in the Justice League. And I really wasn't... I mean, until later in Aquaman, I really wasn't a big fan until he got the trident on his hand. And the sword on his hand, and they made him really buff and mean looking. So that's when I really got into Aquaman. Other than that, I just always thought Aquaman was just, you know, an average team player.
I feel like with this movie, they made him. They grabbed a biker off the street and like, hey, you want to be Aquaman? He's like, sure. And like, he took off his bandana and they're like, here, just say a few lines, just be wild like you usually are, and just
he got highlights in his hair.
He did what I saw. It was in the sea. What do you expect? If you, you know, you live been under the sea all your life and you see how your hair come out.
Dude got highlights.
Anyway, like I said, I mean, what else do you like? What else?
No, it's just, I don't know. The thing that, I don't like how they're trying to make him wild. I think he's past that age. How he looks like he's been in it for a while. Like he's been Aquaman for years. Because of his age, how he looks. So if they wanted him to be young and crazy like that, they should have grabbed a younger guy to show that he's still trying to develop to become king. Because right now, this dude is Aquaman, and he turned around and I mean the things that he's saying, it just sound like it would be for a younger guy to
play that role.
I don't know if you did that. I think you had to make everybody else younger too.
Hey, I got a question. So is this him starting out, or is this him already established?
No, basically he's starting out. He doesn't know he's have a throne of Atlantis. He's supposed to be on the throne of Atlantis, and that he has a brother, and that he has an archenemy that he's waiting for him. So basically, now my thoughts on it like this: I think he did a good job just from the commercials. Why? Because in the past they made him look cheesy. He's always soft looking, look like a, you know, and he always looked, don't get, no offense.
Not on Justice League Unlimited.
Right, well, yeah.
Justice League Unlimited, he was a beast.
Yeah, but it showed that he'd been there for years. You know, he's been the king for so long. He got the beard, he got the long hair. I mean, he didn't play. With this dude, they try to keep the same look, but he's acting like a young dude, like he's in his early 20s.
Well, I like his look because of the sure fact that, you know, he's looked like he's supposed to be in the water. That's what.
Not knowing Aquaman's origin, like I would like to, I don't ever remember him being kicked out of Atlantis. I remember a coup happening where his brother tried to assassinate him, but I don't ever remember him returning to Atlantis.
Well, I think they rewrote the script because because of the fact that his
producers,
his mother fell in love with a land dweller.
Well, I'm not asking about the history. I was just saying, you know.
You know, and then they had a baby. And
oh, God.
So there you go.
Birds and the bees.
Birds and bees. You know what I'm saying? And then you have these special powers.
And see, that's the trouble with Aquaman. He's such a role player that the topic can change like that when you're talking about him. That's how forgettable this guy is.
No, man, I think Aquaman's hard. I think he did a good job. And I think the actor did a good job. I like the special effects in it, and I also think I like the storyline. So it's that's just me. I'm gonna give a thumbs up for now. So it's like until I see it, then I'll go from there. So okay, guys, next topic is Shazam.
I just tried.
I just want to see what happens. Okay. So, what are your thoughts on Shazam? Now we call him Shazam. Back in the day, he was called Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
But that's a controversy right now that us comic book dwellers we have to set aside now because it's so twisting. But what do you think of the commercial?
I think it's for the newer generation.
It is. It's targeted for the millennials.
Yeah, it's trying to get them into liking comic books again. That's it. It's nothing where it's just like, man, it's gonna be a good movie. Looks intense. Look, it's all, hey, kids, this is for you. Forget the older ones.
Well, he does. He is a big kid at heart because that's what he is.
Right. He is. Right. He is.
And yeah. I like it when he tried to hit on Wonder Woman. Ask Superman, is that your girlfriend?
Oh yeah, you talking about. Yeah, anime.
Right.
I mean, by all means, that's cool. But, with everything that was going on, I watched the trailer and...
I don't buy Zachary Levi.
It's just like...
I just don't buy him as Shazam. He's goofy. He's got that aspect side of it, but I just don't see him being serious because I watched him in Chuck. I watched that whole series. And when it was time to get serious, I just didn't buy it. You know, I said, the goofiness, he had it out down solid. But as far as, getting serious and getting busy with it, I just didn't buy it.
Well, I mean, that's why they put him in Shazam, because he's going to be immature the whole time.
But there are times when Billy Batson, when he is Shazam, he gets kind of serious. And like I said, it's just Zachary Levi just doesn't have the face for it. My personal opinion. I just don't think he has a face for it.
Let me ask you this. Do you think they should have cut out Black Adam in the movie?
Why would they cut him out? That's his arch rival.
I know, but The Rock is not going to be Black Adam in the movie.
When did this happen?
Well, it's been posted for some time now.
No.
Are you sure?
The Rock is Black Adam.
Is he Black Adam?
Yeah, he's Black Adam. Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, because he's been advertising that for the longest, though.
Yeah.
Talking about how he's the Black Adam.
So.
Maybe I'm a mistake.
And I'm not a fan. Don't get me wrong. Dwayne Johnson is a great guy. I never met him.
Oh, my gosh.
But he looks like he's got a pretty good personality. You know what I mean? It's just, I've just never been sold on his acting.
What?
I've just never been sold on his acting. Like I said, I've seen him behind the scenes. And he seems like a really cool guy to hang around. But as far as acting, I've just never been sold on his acting. And I don't know, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm wanting more.
Man, I'm sorry. I've been a fan of The Rock since WWF.
Well, I was a fan of his WWF. I love The Rock persona.
No, even whenever he went over to the movies, except for Scorpion King. I'm not going to get into that. That was trash. But him and other movies where he's just doing him, especially Fast and Furious. There's some things where I'm like, come on now, that's impossible. But I like his act. I like his roles. And I like that I would prefer watching him play as Black Adam than anybody else, though.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to really dive in and show out.
But I didn't see the cast.
Maybe if they could put a whole bunch of makeup on him so I can't tell who he is.
Now, what is wrong with Dwayne Johnson?
And, he really sells the accent. Then I'll be like, okay, cool.
Hey, I loved you in Scorpion King, dude.
You should have did something better.
Rock, you are a big man, so I don't want to offend you. But as far as a person goes, I'm pretty sure you're a cool guy. But I just don't buy your acting. But like I said, acting is not as easy as everybody says it is. Not everybody can do it, So
I do.
I do feel like he's gonna do a great job as Black Adam, though.
I didn't see him in the cast.
You didn't see him in the cast lineup?
I didn't see him in the cast lineup, so I don't think he's gonna be in. Yeah.
But who?
But I think from watching the commercial, I was excited to see that it's coming out, and they had to do it anyway. They had to put his movie out there because the Justice League need him. And so therefore, that's why it's coming out. Now,
I wonder if they're going to try to do it in a Justice League Unlimited.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure it's coming out.
But they need to find a new Batman and Superman.
Yeah.
Are they quitting?
Yeah.
Well, they fired Henry Cavill.
Yeah. And
because he did Mission Impossible when he was supposed to be doing another movie. And he went off and did that one. And they weren't too pleased about it. So
that's anal.
Well, you know, what are you
going to
do?
That's it. Oh, hello?
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Should we pause? Should
there we
stop?
Go. Oh. Fans, what are you going to do?
Yeah, we're on his time.
Already?
So, dang. Okay. Tell your groupies to stop calling during the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Justin Timberlake.
Gosh. Okay, next movie. Now, this is a big controversy right here. This is kind of sticky, this next movie. It's called Captain Marvel. Now, Captain Marvel is a female with superpowers, and the name is kind of twisted up because we all know, us older comic heads know Captain Marvel as Shazam. Now, today's standards, through passing the torch or passing the title, buying rights and everything, this name has been passed to a female, which is basically her name is Ms. Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Well,
was first before Captain Marvel.
I'm sorry, Captain Marvel was first. That's true. Yeah. Thank you. But is
who will be played by Jude Law in the year 2019? Yes.
Is
they're
it really
they're actually talking about doing a Jude Law Captain Marvel because they cross paths.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
That's how Captain Marvel becomes Captain Marvel. If I'm wrong, Fan Nation, then correct me by all means. But from what I gather, from reading the origin story, they cross paths at certain points, and that's how she becomes Captain Marvel.
So now, okay, like once again, like I said, us old comic heads, we who read comic books, basically we to for her to be called Captain Marvel, it's kind of and not Ms. Marvel, it's kind of twisted. So it's like we had to like go in the movie, thinking, okay, just like open minded and just watch the movie. So have you seen the commercials? What do you think about the commercials? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw a preview.
The preview, so... Okay, like I said, what do you think about
it?
what's your take on this?
I don't know. I guess I'm just a tough critic because when I was watching the trailer, she had the same expression for happy, sad, angry, everything. The expression just did not change. And I'm just like, okay, maybe this is just a preview and I'm reading too much into it. But from the preview, I wasn't sold on it. So
I was actually sold. I thought after seeing it, and I get what you're saying, every look she had was just like a like every time, but I think they were trying to show the serious parts of everything that she was doing, like, and they was just getting
even bad. When she was in high school, I mean in the Air Force,
I mean
getting ready to jump into the pilot seat.
But it was just, she's trying to show serious because once again you can tell she
Brie Larson, what else has she played in?
What 21 Jump Street.
Jump Street.
She was,
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Which one?
As Clash of Demon Heads, the singer, the head.
That is her. Yeah. So I mean
she was terrific in that. I was like,
yeah.
I
was actually excited because of the Infinity War, seeing the symbol. So I'm like, I can't wait to see who's gonna be the new Captain Marvel.
Well, I was excited because I thought it was the guy.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was Captain Marvel, and I was just like, yes, okay.
Right. Well, I mean, I've been keeping up with like the up to date comic books with everything, and I knew Captain Marvel, like they were talking about putting her involved and not the guy.
Oh, right.
Well, at one point she was leader of the Avengers at one point.
Yeah, but
after Captain America then stepped aside.
Yeah, that's true. But like I was ready for it, and I was trying to see who they were gonna cast to play that role. So when I saw her, I was like, okay, that works for me. I was satisfied.
Now if they do that and put her, now Captain America step down or have him disappear off the scene, and she does step in, I can see that. Actually, crossing over, I can see that because she's gonna cross over anyway because at the end of the movie Infinity Wars, Nick goes in to call her and he disappeared.
My question is if she's all that powerful, then why does she need the Avengers help? I never understood why they put her with the Avengers.
What do you mean?
Because she's supposed to be like pretty strong,
right?
In her own right.
Right.
So I never understood why she, you know what I mean, why she was a part of the Avengers. Because she could pretty much take care of herself on her own.
I mean, that's the same with Thor.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The same with the Hulk, almost. Like everybody, like came to help each other. It's kind of like, I don't know, maybe the people. Well, I mean, them putting that together to show that they have unity, and if they ever need help, they probably need her help more than she needs their though.
Right now, they're dealing with magic, so they pretty much need her help because they got to go back in time. I just recently saw Ant-Man and Wasp and didn't know that my man was stuck in
the quantum world.
I was like, oh man. I was like, because everybody disappeared.
Yeah.
He's stuck in there. So somehow he's going to get out and help bring back or.
Yeah, rumors has it where the new Infinity War, it's not actually, they don't know the title to the Avengers, the latest one, but they're going back in time to try to get this done.
Yeah, they have to because.
So it's going to be like from pictures, recent pictures, you see Captain America, Tony Stark, and also Ant-Man together, like, and then the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, they're talking about time travel. So, I mean, I can't wait to see it. I think it's going to be pretty good. But back on Captain Marvel, yeah, I feel like it's going to be a good movie. I feel like it's going to do justice and tie into everything.
I hope so. I'm not getting a thumbs up or a thumbs down. I am just kind of like got a big question mark.
Ouch.
And just like, I'm like, this movie's coming out of left wing. Okay, because it's like, the more I know the rights, the name and the rights have been passed, have switched hands, and I know that, but I think that we're just going to have to watch it and see what they made. You know, it's like kind of like making a cake blindfolded and tasting it after it's done, and see, so.
That is the most weirdest analogy.
That's how I see it. I don't know how this tastes.
Not to mention, like, you know, the beaters and everything.
Yeah,
get your fingers caught up in there. And then you got to bake it.
Well, that's how I feel. I'm like, okay, that's how I feel about
the way the movies look, the way it looks,
and the way the actors and all that stuff. I'm like, I just kind of question it. So, okay, well, moving on. All right, so now let's talk about the Avengers for a second, okay? Did you like or dislike the Avengers, the movie?
Part one, right?
Part one.
Okay.
Why? I mean, is this tying into like the new stuff that we just got done talking about?
Well, we're done talking about this.
Yeah, I know, but I mean.
Yeah, we're just going through. We're just backtracking a little bit. That's all.
I mean, yeah, the first Avengers was really good, even though it didn't follow the comic book, but I mean, it was really good.
And also, everybody didn't know the purple guy.
No, I knew who Thanos was.
So I'm saying, so many others didn't know who purple. They were like, who's that guy? Like,
I don't know.
The one thing I noticed about Thanos is that in that scene, he had really white teeth.
They got toothpaste out of space.
I was just like, wow.
They're like, I mean, you know.
He is like, a Titan, so I mean.
It's true. I was like, are you
good dental hygiene like that? I want to be a Titan.
Yeah, big teeth, too. Really big teeth.
Insurance might be on point, too.
Maybe.
So, what, did you like it?
Yeah. I felt like. When I saw the Avengers, I figured that this was like a new day of something new that they were going to bring to the table. Like, I was just like, man, I can't wait. Because the moment they showed Thanos, I'm like, the Infinity War is about to happen now. And the whole time from the Avengers all the way up to now, I've been waiting for the Infinity War to see what happens. Like, that's what I
Well, because at the end of each movie, it has something to do with the stones or Thanos.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but... Yeah, it's a lot of hit and misses with that. But let's go to part two.
I thought they was gonna do a Howard the Duck movie at one point.
Thank God they did.
Oh, they did. They did one Howard the Duck movie.
Back in the day, but I thought they was like opening it up for another one.
People were talking about that was gonna be the case.
I used to read Howard the Duck and it's like you gotta have a taste for Howard the Duck.
Nah, I was just like, if they do this.
Well, he was in Galaxy of the Guardians Part 2.
And that's what almost ruined me enjoying Guardians of the Galaxy, because I waited until the end, and then Howard the Duck sound like Muscle Man to me. Why you let him lick your face like that?
Yeah, I know.
That's disgusting. And I was just like, I didn't even put that. I was like, this movie sucks. Like, but I had to watch it again and not wait for the credits to be like, oh, okay, it was.
You realize that was the first Marvel movie?
What?
Howard the Duck.
Was it really?
Yes.
Wow.
A little useless trivia for you.
I don't know how much you got that. But, okay, so, part two, Ultron.
Didn't care for it.
I thought it was pretty cool, but I just hated the fact that Quicksilver died.
I know, right?
Like, I mean, if they weren't going to use Quicksilver.
How do you introduce two children of a very powerful, prominent mutant and have no relation to it?
That is so true.
That's my question.
That's what they tried to tie in. I think, and they has her brother.
Yeah, Quicksilver. Those are Magneto's children.
Right, exactly. But I'm trying. They killed him off and kept her. And she joined. Like, okay, we don't need you. That bullet gonna.
No, at one point they both were Avengers.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, at one point they were both Avengers.
But
so
it's the fact that they killed him off, it's like.
No, it's the fact that they added them in there and Magneto was nowhere in the picture. I'm like, you can't do that.
I mean, that too. But if they would have just kept Scarlet Witch and don't even bring Quicksilver because X-Men have Quicksilver, that would have been fine too.
Right.
I mean, on top of them not even recognizing Magneto or they're actually mutants and it didn't come, their powers didn't come from one of the Infinity Stones.
Or the sure fact that he could have did a cameo and left and just kept Scarlet. That's all they had to do.
Yeah, that's true.
If they wanted to tie her into the movie and like, hey brother, you know, so yada yada yada, see you later, okay, bye.
Yeah. You're like,
But they killed my man off. And like, for real?
Kind of like having Venom in a movie and not having Peter Parker in it or something like that.
Anyway, we're gonna go to Thor. But the movie. Okay, why are you bringing up old crap?
Now you guys are arguing this point, and it's the same point that I've been saying. You cannot have a main character, a main prominent character in a movie, and do not mention someone that helped that character come into the universe. You can't do that.
Right.
And that's the problem. That was one of the main reasons why I had such trouble with the second Avengers.
Right.
Because I'm like, oh, that sucks. And then Power Man wasn't even in there. Wonder Man.
No, yeah,
Wonder Man wasn't even in there. And that's how Vision became Vision.
Yep.
So, you know, like I said, I am a very comic book oriented person. And when they don't follow the storyline, the blueprint, it kind of bothers me. And then they start throwing all this stuff in here. It's like what my man just said, making a cake with a blindfold on. As strange as an analogy that is. It kind of hits home.
But, I mean, one thing that I do give props on is X-Men. Like, the first class. When they had Silver Surfer, that one part in the movie, Silver Surfer was holding his sister, Scarlet Witch. Even though we know that they're twins, he still was holding on to his little sister.
No, you mean Quicksilver.
What did I say? Silver Surfer? I'm sorry, Quicksilver. Yeah, he was holding his sister. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, oh, okay, thank you for even putting her in, but they didn't even do that. They didn't even try to have, like, Magneto or some source of, hey, their father controls some type of, I mean, have this type of power or something like that. So I get what you're saying.
This is what I hate about it, because when you talk about X-Men, they basically go all out, okay, and try to keep it to the T, try to keep it, they're bringing new characters and and I'm like, why don't you guys do that with all the characters or all the movies? It's like, if you're going to do this with X-Men, because it seems like they just... They can't stop. They can't leave it alone. It's like, coming up, X-Men 25. It's like, god dang, how many X-Men are you going to make?
Right.
It's like, let's move on. Or if you're going to do
that. Yeah, it is kind of curious why they're making so many of them.
I mean.
And it don't look like there's any plans to stop either.
Are y'all spitting the truth? Are there real mutants?
It's almost like.
And they keep tying in Hugh Jackman for Wolverine, too.
Look, Hugh, my man, you my boy. You good. I knew, but it's time to sit down. I mean, it's time for a new X-Men.
It's almost like Star Wars and them are trying to, they're in a race to see who can make the most films. This one seems like
it really is.
That's what it feels like.
because okay, let's go to Thor. Okay, let's talk about Thor. Okay, first one. Okay, yay or nay?
Nay.
Nay.
Why?
We said
okay. Well, yeah.
In,
okay,
it's
yeah.
a love story. Part two, I enjoyed it. Part two is just like it was more action. It was more like them caring more about Thor and the mission at hand and the topic at hand.
Yeah. What about part three?
Ragnarok.
Didn't care for it.
You didn't like Ragnarok?
Really?
Man, Ragnarok. I actually enjoyed that one out of all three.
I did too.
Because the colors, because it made me think about the comic books of Thor, how colorful it was. And but then, I mean, yeah, they tied in Planet Hulk with
Ragnarok. Now that's the only thing I did not like. I said, how are you guys gonna tie in the Planet Hulk?
That's what we've been talking about all this time, though. How they tie in different movies like, together and
leave it alone. If you stick with one story, finish it. Start another story.
That's okay. The problem.
But everybody kept saying that they wanted to have another Hulk movie. They kept saying, hey, let's...
Oh, they also tied in Hulk versus Thor in that movie. Because in the arena scene, they fought. Sure. And I was like, seriously?
He never fought Thor.
Yes,
he fought...
No, about
the anime movie.
Oh.
Hulk
versus Thor.
Yeah. He fought Beta Bill, though.
Yeah, he fought... No, in the comics he fought Silver Surfer.
No.
Yes, he did. In the comics. Look it up. Planet Hulk. He fought Silver Surfer. And when he knocked the thing off his chest, Silver Surfer's like, where am I? What's going on? And Hulk came through, tried to finish up. Like, that's in the comic book. I mean, in the actual anime movie, yeah, he fought Beta Ray Bill. But in the comics, he fought Silver Surfer.
I have to research that.
Well,
like I said, folks, we don't know everything, but we're just throwing out our opinions.
Well, basically, like the reason why I like Thor because of the fact, you know, I was a big Thor fan, and I wish he would have throughout the movies his story started getting watered down, and like in part one. How he was like, okay, remember in part one how his dad said, told him that he can't go to the ice planet?
Mm-hmm.
And he was mad and upset and all that. That's how Thor really is in comic books. I mean, he always had an attitude, you know what I'm saying? He was always enraged by something. And then in part two, he still had the same forte. Then part three started getting watered down. Ragnarok, it's kind of like a comedy almost. Then, you know, it comes like half.
Well, I just like the soundtrack to the movie, and then also like I said, the color schemes of what they were doing. It was a movie where I walked out like, man, that was pretty good.
Now I do agree with you on
but
Ragnarok.
But them tying in Hulk versus Thor, Planet Hulk, and Thor Ragnarok. Yeah, that's like you said earlier, Sim. Like it was just one of those things where it's like. Okay, it's redundant. You keep tying in comic books within one movie and feel like, hey, this is what we did, guys. Hope you enjoy it. Like, that's not, it's getting redundant now.
It really is. It's like, it's nothing to the imagination now. No, because it's like putting four guys together in a room and locking them in there and said, they'll come out until you get something. It's like, okay, we got something. Here it is right here. Hope you like it. And then it's like, we can work with this. Okay, let's go. And then we see this mess on film. Do we like, really? Really? And okay, let's move on. Okay, Spider-Man trilogy. Spider-Man 1, what do you think?
Do we really have to go over it?
Yes, we have to go over it, yes. Why? I mean, okay, Spider-Man 1, what do you think?
Spider-Man 1, because it was brand new. Actually, it came around, 2001, 2002? And so it was one of those things where it was like, okay, cool. It's something new to the game, watching it. Part 2 was even better because it allowed him to actually fight Doc Ock, to me. I felt like him and Doc Ock actually battling it out was like the best part of Spider-Man 2.
I agree.
Part 3, everybody was crying, including their mama. Like, everybody was walking around crying. Like, I'm just in the row. This is my line. I have to cry the whole time.
The Sandman. I didn't like the way they changed the story on the Sandman.
Exactly.
I did too.
I mean, because Sandman was one of Spider-Man's...
arch enemies.
He hated Peter Parker. He hated Spider-Man.
And for them to make Eddie Brock, like, he looks like... What is that? He looks like the movie Alien. He looks like an alien.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Without all the design. I mean, all the creepy, like, slimy stuff, like, on the movie's Alien. You know what I'm saying? If you look at it, how skinny he was, how, it wasn't looking... I mean, they could have CGI'd him, too, just like they did with Sam, but they didn't even do that. And I was just like, man, this is trash. Like, yeah. And then the dancing.
Yeah, and I didn't think Tobey Maguire pulled it off.
That was so bad. That was
the strut scene, like, it was just like... It was one of those things where it's just like, Toby, what are you doing, Toby?
It's almost
that's
like,
the ball, Kobe.
It's almost like they just going for broke.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay.
At that time, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so what about the newer Spider-Man?
I love the new guy that plays Spider-Man. Was it Tom Holland? Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Holland, he's a...
Well, he fits the bill. He's a nerdy little kid. You know, right. So
he's quirky, he's quick, and he's got, you know, he's got an upbeat tempo. Everybody,
but at that point, Spider-Man had been done to death, so
yeah,
it's been done to death. But you can still make it work. If, like you said, like if you get somebody who actually fit the bill and can sell it.
I think his own movie kind of tanked.
You think so?
I think it did, but the part where he was in Civil War and the Infinity Wars made everybody go, oh, that's why we like him.
Hmm.
Because Homecoming was kind of dry.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I just the fact that Tony Stark made his suit though. That's the thing. But
the Iron Spider?
No.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, and if yeah, this, yeah, I didn't really care for that.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, I know he made him Iron Spider, but yeah, he didn't make the suit
itself.
Well,
in the comic books, we all know he makes his own costume.
Yeah.
And so it was just one of those things where it was just like...
And I like the fact where he made his own web slingers.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I thought.
If there was anything about the Andrew Garfield one was he made his own web slingers.
That's true, he did.
In the first one with Tobey Maguire.
And I like when he fought... I like when he fought the Lizard Man.
Yeah, the Lizard?
Oh, yeah.
That one was
with Andrew Garfield, the Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was actually pretty good, but...
And then the Rhino at the end of the movie.
I hated that. I hated that.
Yeah, like
no, I mean the fact that he had him in this machine, it was a horrible CGI moment. That it seemed like at the end they got tired of doing CGI. Yeah, and so they was just like, here, let's just put him right here and action. Okay, that's good. Cut.
Yeah, you know what? Paul was just probably walking by and they said, "Hey, dude, we know you're a famous actor.
Right?
Do you think?" You could just do this for us real quick, like.
Yeah.
Oh,
and that's just the way I felt, because when at the end I'm like, is that Paul Giamatti? I'm like, it is him, you know? So we have ghosts. What are you gonna do?
That's our fans back in the background. We have a fan base. Okay, last but not least, Tony Stark, Iron Man, part one.
Yeah, part one was good. I like part one.
Part one was good.
Part one and two were great.
Yeah.
Three was trash.
Yeah. Three was trash.
You didn't like three?
No. I walked out like...
You walked out?
No, I mean, after I walked out, it was just like...
Yeah, I couldn't walk out because I had my kids with me. Had I not had my kids with me, I probably would have walked out.
I mean, I walked out that theater like, what were they thinking?
But the kids enjoyed it, so that's all that mattered.
Well, okay.
I mean, because they just totally... Trash the Mandarin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good,
I mean, he's almost like a modern day Thanos.
Almost, yeah.
Because he has rings, and they control different elements.
Yeah, and so whenever I'm thinking like, before they actually show who he really was, I was like, oh shoot, like this dude is like, he's not playing.
I saw the rings. I was just like, oh snap. Is that Mandarin?
And so next thing I know, when that happened, I was just like, oh man, like. I think I was like the only one in the theater wasn't laughing. Like everybody was cracking up. I was just like, come on, man. And then he wasn't in his suit the whole time. He started having PTSD from the war, from Avengers Part 1.
Yeah,
so it was just like a consistent of, oh no, now this is going on. Oh no, that's going on. And then he's jumping suit to suit. And I think it was just like, it could have been better.
Plus the one suit that he was working on didn't work all that much.
Yeah.
And he was having trouble with that. And I was just like,
I didn't like the storyline of how they were talking to Tony Stark having some serious mental issues, because it's like, I know, like, you know, it's like he was having a hard, they both were having a hard time, mental breakdowns and stuff like that. And I'm like, that's really kind of like a take back or setback in the movie, because it's like you want to go forward, but you're showing him having problems after problem after problem. That's like, okay, you've one of the most powerful men in the world, got money and all that stuff like that. So, you know, it's like, I mean, oh, and then the part, and we're not going, but I'm not going to go into the about with the thing in his chest. And so,
oh, when he took it out,
yeah,
I was like, I let it slide, I let one and two slide with the shrapnel crap,
yeah.
What about
but that? Then when they took the whole piece out, I was just like, okay, now you guys are just totally destroying it,
yeah.
Well,
yeah,
what about the Infinity Wars? How you doing? How did you write? I think he did pretty good. They wrote him in pretty well.
I think what's that thing called? The nanobite
technology
that he used for the iron. I thought that was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, that was one of those things where it was just like, okay, that's what's up. Especially whenever he took off the shades and it was forming so he can fight old boy. So,
right.
I mean, I thought that was pretty good. Like, everything that they had, I mean, everything that Iron Man has done from part one to Civil War to all of them, except for three, is the only thing where I'm like, if we take part three out, yeah, just yeah, like if we take out part one of Thor, like, and then have those. What? Well, no, what?
I mean, yeah, you can easily do it with all three.
Well, I like
Thor.
What are
you? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know that, there's a lot of fans out there who actually, you know, may disagree with us, but this is our take on it, because you know, as you read comic books throughout your life and you want to express yourself, when you go see it on the big screen, then it becomes a big issue, because not only we're going to see our favorite comic book hero on screen, but we're also paying for it.
Right.
So therefore, we kind of want to, if we're going to go see it, you know, at least make it worth our while. That's all I'm saying, basically, because, you know, it's like, who doesn't like going to the movie scene, superhero movies? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
So basically, I mean, that's that. And
let us know your thoughts on this. What from Thor to Iron Man, and what we say, Spider-Man, which ones were the ones that sank and which ones that float to you? Leave the comments below.
That's right. So, yeah, just hit us back on Instagram. You know, check out our video on YouTube and get back with us.
Yeah, let us know what you guys think about the upcoming movies as well. You know, Shazam, Captain Marvel, and what was the third one? Aquaman. Yeah, let us know what you guys think about that. I mean, you don't have to wait until they come out, but let us know what you think, if they're going to sink or float. Personally, my personal opinion.
Uh-oh, okay. Y'all ready for this? Here we go.
I think Aquaman's going to bomb. I think it's going to float. I think it's going to sink. I think Captain Marvel will hang on by the sliver of her teeth. And Shazam could go either way.
Yeah, I can agree with them. Yeah.
But, and the reason why I think Captain Marvel is going to be hanging on by the skin of her teeth is because everybody's going to go see that one just because of the Infinity Wars. So people could walk out of there disappointed, but at the same time, excited for the next lineup in the Marvel trilogy or whatever you have it.
It's like we all have thoughts on it, so shoot us your thoughts. Upcoming events, we're going to talk about superheroes that haven't been mentioned yet, like Hawkgirl, Hawkman.
And should they be mentioned?
Green Arrow. You know, it's like, these are some of the, and Martian Manhunter. These are some of the superheroes that kind of in the wing.
I understand. We know about the CW and Netflix. We know about them on there, but we're talking about movie-wise.
Movie-wise, yes. Okay. And we're going to get to the new upcoming stuff like Teen Titans and stuff like Power Man.
You talking about Luke Cage?
Power Man.
Yeah. And we're going to get, you know.
Iron Fist.
Those are Marvel and DC stuff, too. So we're going to also talk about that. Because there's a lot. It's the world. DC world and Marvel world have tons of characters. And we know that we got some fans out there who would love to talk about it. So hit us back on Instagram. Tell us what you think about the show. And then check us out on YouTube.
You know, you guys don't have to be just DC Marvel fans. If you guys are just sci-fi fans in general, hit us up.
Yeah,
us
we'd love to hear from you. This is your boy Ben. I'm with Semi and with Eli. Peace out, Super Nation.